Really Happened Radio Show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We've got Alan in Texas still on the line. Dan is now in the control room answering your phone calls. Alan, you had another point you wanted to make.
Yes, thank you for your comment on the Holocaust thing I brought up. And, yeah, it seems like Israel may not wants to control the meaning of that word. The other thing I wanted to mention is something that you mentioned a while back. There was an article about somebody was, I don't know if they were arrested or harassed, for handing out water during the summer when it was 100 degrees. And I did have a comment about that. I'm originally from West Texas, where it's quite routinely over 100 degrees. It's not uncommon for it to be 110, 112. And I grew up out there. Now, out there, the way we think out there, if you deny somebody water when the conditions are like that, that's attempted murder.
Yes.
So anyway, I just kind of wanted to give you my viewpoint on that. So when people were talking about that issue with water, to me it's a little more than just, you know, water. It's like you're condemning somebody to death if you don't give them the water.
To a very slow, painful death. Well, that's the whole point of Israel's starvation blockade around Gaza. Israel was very unhappy. In fact, our control room is saying it's actually illegal not to serve somebody water in Austin if they ask for it. Yeah, it's essential for life here. But the whole point of Israel's starvation blockade around Gaza is Israel was very unhappy when the Gazans elected Hamas to be their government. And Israel initially refused to acknowledge Hamas as the legitimate government of Gaza. Obviously, they had to in order to reach this ceasefire agreement. That's another political defeat for Israel. But what Israel is doing to Gaza is no different than what the Soviet Union tried to do to West Berlin back in the 1950s. And the reaction of the world back then was notably different from the reaction of the world relative to Gaza. And international law. Withholding of water and food from a captive population is a war crime. It's collective punishment. And that is a war crime for which Israel ought to be held to account.
Anyway, that's all I have. Thank you.
All right. Thanks an awful lot there. I think the phone lines are clear right now. Moving right along here. Iran is now warning Turkey not to deploy those Patriot missiles along their borders. I mentioned in the last hour, the newest version of the Patriot missile, the PAC-3, has a 160-kilometer range. That effectively means a de facto no-fly zone over the northern one-third of Syria, which is where that hired mercenary army tends to be fighting from right now. And so Iran is basically saying, you know, don't do that. It's going to take this Syrian coup and turn it into a regional war. That, of course, is what the United States wants. The United States understands that Iran and Syria have a mutual defense treaty. The United States is hoping that if the conflict in Syria gets really out of control, that Iran is going to come to the help of Syria, and that will be the open door for the U.S. to invade Iran, in order to capture Iran's oil fields and force them back onto the dollar. Remember, that is the agenda, the top agenda behind all these wars. The U.S. dollar is collapsing, especially with Bernanke having hooked up that turbocharged V8 engine to his printing presses. And the only way they can sustain international demand for the dollar is for the U.S. to militarily control the resource-rich areas of the world and tell the rest of the world, if you want to buy whatever this country is selling, you have to buy it in dollars. That's the real ultimate agenda. That was the solution from Dick Cheney's Energy Task Force. All right, we got to take a break for commercials. When we come back, we got a caller waiting on the phone. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. a complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together instead of on a computer alone. Donald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint. We've drowned in fat.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go to the phones. Art off the grid. Aloha, Art. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, Mike, sometimes you make it so hard for me, man. I was trying so hard not to call in, and then between you and that last caller, God, you know, this is one of the things I love about RBN listeners is they are some of the most informed people it's been my pleasure to ever listen to. But you said something earlier in the show, and then something just came up there was, you know, you were talking about how people are starting to realize that this all, you know, this whole deal with Israel and Gaza stems back to the 8th. And you know, over the weekend, I was watching Al Jazeera, you know, throughout the holiday because everything was rebroadcast. And I was watching this interview with this one moron in Tel Aviv.
Mm-hmm.
And they, during the interview, it was asked, you know, his personal opinion on it. And he said, well, you know, if somebody lobbed a rocket over and killed one of my children, and the first thing I'm thinking is, wait a minute. Isn't that what you did on the 8th? You shot that little boy, only you used an IDF soldier from a helicopter to shoot a little boy, and then you want to complain that they lob missiles back and kill your children. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, it makes perfect sense from Israel's point of view that they want to provoke a reaction and then portray the reaction as just a blind attack by the evil ones. I mean, this is not the first time they've done this. This is a standard tactic. Remember how Lebanon started. They literally ordered a couple of their soldiers in full uniform to walk across the border into Lebanon, into a village well on the Lebanese side of the border, where, of course, they were immediately arrested. And Israel screamed, "Oh, Hezbollah has kidnapped two of our soldiers," and the attack was on. Yep. You know, by way of deception, thou shalt do war. This is how Israel likes to play the game. Attack the USS Liberty, blame Egypt for it. When that falls apart, say, "Oh, it was mistaken identity. Really, we thought it was a horse carrier."
Yeah, considering it was the only ship of its kind, I mean, it's kind of hard to miss.
Yeah, though that big dish antenna amidships ought to have been the giveaway. They had something on there besides horses.
Yeah, and that big, how big are those flags? Yeah, like you can't.
Yeah, really.
Fog, really. Come on. But, you know, something the caller mentioned, and I don't know if you got to this, because when you have to step out of the room and make a call, you can't hear what's being said. But when the topic of the starvation blockade that Israel has on Gaza came up, the first thing came to my mind was, isn't that what was done to the Ukraine?
Yeah, it was done to the Ukraine. I mean, it's a tactic that's been, well, it's what the Nazis did to the Warsaw Ghetto, too. You know, but it's bad for them when it happens to them, but when Israel does it to Gaza, you know, it's business as usual, and if you complain about it, you're a filthy anti-Semite.
Yeah,
and I think what's really significant about what just happened between Israel and Hamas, I think most people have kind of known in their heart of hearts all along that Israel's behaving very, very badly. But they were afraid to say anything for being linked to the Nazis and anti-Semites and everything. But Israel has so overplayed that word anti-Semite, it's lost its shock value. They're flinging it in all directions. Remember when over at Democracy Now, they had that former Israeli minister who said, it's just a trick that we use to stifle discussion. And now everybody knows it. And I think the real change that we're seeing in the world opinion right now isn't that people are all of a sudden aware of what Israel's been doing. It's all of a sudden, it's now acceptable conversation to say, yeah, Israel's acting very badly. They've got nuclear weapons. They're constantly attacking their neighbors and trying to steal more of their country. And, you know, that they just declared Bethlehem a hostile city. That's got to be freaking out the Christians as we head closer to Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I've got that video in part of in my collection of archives. But if you think about it, look back through our history, you know, starvation blockades have been used time and time and time again because it is such an effective way to wage war against the people. Anyway, Mike,
well, it's laying siege is what it is. They're laying siege. Yeah. It's right out of the medieval period.
Yeah, it is. Anyway, bro, you have a great one, man. We'll talk to you later.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Werner in New Brunswick. Aloha, Werner. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good afternoon, Mike. You mentioned there earlier, caller previous year, about withholding water from people that are basically on the verge of dying of thirst. It's basically a crime.
Yes.
Last few days, I was looking there through the internet about survivors' reports and of reports of the guards and Eisenhower's death camps. You know, I think those psychopaths, no matter where they are, they never get stopped unless the ones who have been committing the crimes until they have been held responsible.
Well, that's certainly true enough. And again, this push for a global fascist dictatorship, I think, has set the stage for a truly global revolution. And we're seeing all these little flare-ups in places like Egypt, and now they're trying to have a counter coup there and all these other places. And they're having a real hard time keeping the lid on all of this stuff. When you push people far enough, you're going to have a revolution on your hand.
And as I say, you know, if your government on your side and the governments of the NATO countries who are participating in all those atrocities around the war, you know, unless they are being stopped, you know, I think they better start cleaning up their own house first before they stick their nose into everybody else's house.
Well, I would agree with that, but what you need to understand is most of the NATO countries' economies are hopelessly entangled with the American economy and the dollar. And that is the real reason NATO is going along with all of this American imperialism. It's not because they think it's morally right or ethical. It's because they understand that if the dollar, excuse me, when the dollar collapses, it's going to take their economies down with it. And, of course, that is the downside of globalism. Once your economies and your governments are all hopelessly tangled with each other, a disaster in one country becomes a global calamity. I think this is one of the reasons why George Washington in his farewell address said, avoid foreign entanglements. He wanted the United States kept safe and secure inside the borders of the United States, and he knew from the history of Europe prior to the founding of the United States of America, there were many examples where these constant treaties and interlocking and financial arrangements created a situation where if one country went down, the others got destroyed along with it.
Yeah, and as I say, they got too much compromise in any kind of decision-making, you know.
It's very, yes, absolutely.
And as I say, you know, I find it outright disgusting why organized Christianity does not speak out against those warmongers.
Well, unfortunately, Israel has successfully propagandized Christians in this country to believe that the Israel of today is the Israel that they read about in the Bible. And that, you know, if Christians help Israel set fire to the world, that Jesus is going to come down and take them all up to the big house when it's over. And they've been very successful, especially through devices like the Scofield Bible, of just exploiting this whole end times myth for political support. And, you know, there's some very dangerous thinking among some of the more religious people about, hey, let's bring on World War III. That's going to bring on the second coming, and then I get to go to heaven. And, you know, in an age of nuclear weapons, that's an absolutely insane kind of mindset for people to have.
And as I say, when you look at the track record for at least the last 1,500 years in Europe, you know,
yes,
they organized religion, organized Christianity, how bloody they have reigned. And the blood
well, you don't need to tell me. You know, my ancestors got caught in the Spanish Inquisition, you know, when Queen Isabel said they were going to cleanse Spain here. I mean, if it wasn't for the Inquisition, I would have been a rich Hollywood Jew today.
Anyway, people have to start waking up and call a spade a spade. More dialectic, no more spin on the thing. We have to look straight at the facts, you know.
And absolutely, then, absolutely.
And we want to deal with the problems. You know?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks a lot, Art. We're going to let you go and switch over to Dee in Minnesota. Aloha, Dee. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike.
Aloha, Dee.
And this Morsi business.
Yes.
Morsi's Muslim Brotherhood, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I wanted to make sure I had my facts right here. Isn't the Muslim Brotherhood part of what helped took down, along with Al-Qaeda and a bunch of others, Libya? I wanted to make sure I had that straight, too.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, Al-Qaeda is supposedly fighting on the side of the United States in Libya. That's what we're being told. Now we're being told that they're part of this Free Syria army that's fighting against Al-Assad. And we know that Al-Qaeda is an American invention, going all the way back to Afghanistan and Charlie Wilson's war and the Mujahideen. And that's when Osama bin Laden, also known as Tim Osman, was a CIA contract agent in that region helping to foment the opposition against the Soviet Union. The Muslim Brotherhood appears to sort of be a rebranding there because too many people are now aware that Al-Qaeda is Arabic slang for the toilet, which sort of undermines the credibility of this big, scary threat that we're all supposed to be facing.
Now, if I remember my history correctly, or at least my basic understanding of it, granted, I'm no historian, but from the way I understand it, this Muslim Brotherhood started out of Egypt, and it was an offshoot of Wahhabist Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
And so look who Saudi Arabia's allies are, America, Israel, Qatar.
Well, you need to remember,
I don't think I need to say anymore.
Everybody's changing allegiances all the time, and Muslim Brotherhood can be co-opted and infiltrated, so it's kind of hard to draw a firm conclusion from that. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA Drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Leroy lives in a cardboard box down by the Mission Bell, where saints refuse to go and the sinners wish him well. Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine, it happens far too often.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Dan the Man is in the control room, ready to answer your calls when you call on in. Now, getting back to the situation with Iran, you're probably aware that not too long ago, Iranian fighters chased a U.S. drone out of Iranian airspace and opened fire on it. And the U.S. got all huffy. How dare you shoot at our hardware? And, of course, Iran's response was, you know, don't send it into our airspace. And the U.S. was saying, we were back in international airspace when you fired on us. You're the evil bad guy, so forth and so on. Well, Iran has now gone to the United Nations to complain about all of the illegal U.S. overflights, all the spy drones, all of the everything else that the U.S. is sending into Iran's airspace without permission of the government of Iran. These are all technically acts of war. And Iran has every legal and moral right to try and shoot these drones and spy craft down. But they're going to go to the United Nations and try and get a resolution. And, of course, you know, it's never going to get through the Security Council because the U.S. will stand up and go, veto, 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 veto. We have all power. We can veto anything. I don't know why the United Nations doesn't kick the U.S. out after its behavior. They, first of all, they should kick out Israel because Israel has never kept the two conditions applied to its membership at the United Nations. A right of return for the Palestinian refugees, and for those Palestinians who choose not to return, financial compensation for the homes that were taken from them. Israel has never complied with either one of these. If the United Nations really had any gonadal tissue, they'd kick out Israel. And then they'd turn around and they'd say, we're going to get the U.S. out of here. Let's move the United Nations off of U.S. soil, because one of the things the U.S. likes to do is deny visas to any government they don't like. So they can't come to the United Nations. If there's going to be a United Nations, it has to have an international city that belongs to no nation, the way Washington, D.C. belongs to no state. Proceed from there. All right, we got a caller on the line. Bob in West Virginia. Aloha, Bob. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to give a biblical confirmation of what you've just said a couple callers ahead about the Christian Zionists wanting this war.
Yes.
If you look in Revelation 15:2, you'll have that proverbial palm-to-forehead moment that your lovely life, Claire, aptly prose.
Okay, and that was in Revelations. Can you give that reference again?
15:2.
All right, we'll have to look that up during the next commercial break.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. All right, moving right along here. Once again, the corporate media is trying to demonize Iran as a threat to the oil lanes going in and out of the Gulf through the Straits of Hormuz, which is Iranian territory. Let's be very, very honest about that. Now, at the moment, because of the retirement of the USS Enterprise and other carriers needing crew replacement and maintenance because they've been on station way too long, there's only one carrier left off the coast of Iran. Now, I understand that the John C. Stennis is now heading over there to bolster the force. Iran is having a military exercise simulating closure of the Strait of Hormuz. It's a demonstration of power and capability. And to be very honest, when you are a nation that does not actually, in fact, have nuclear weapons of mass destruction as a deterrent, you go with what you've got. And Iran's biggest club to forestall a U.S. or Israeli attack is to threaten to cut off the Straits of Hormuz and disrupt global oil trade. So, anyway, moving right along here. Now, do you remember back when this whole situation began with Israel and Hamas, starting with the shooting of that Palestinian child from the helicopter, and then the Gazans shot at two Israeli soldiers who responded by shooting two more Palestinian children and then opened fire on that funeral for one of the children, and then Hamas fired rockets over the border? Obama came out with this statement, there's no country on earth that would tolerate missiles raining down on its citizens from outside its borders. He actually said that on November 18th, and yet that is what the United States is currently doing to Pakistan and Yemen. Apparently, Pakistan and Yemen are perfectly okay with missiles raining down on its citizens from outside its borders, because after all, we're bringing them freedom and democracy and a private central bank or some such nonsense as that. So Obama is having to backtrack and somehow make it look like these drone strikes into other people's countries are somehow legal, because now they're coming out with a rule book. We have written a rule book of drone strikes, and as long as we follow the rule book, the drone strikes are legal and happy and smell sweet, and, you know, nobody can really complain about it, which is nonsense. The Nazis were real big on rule books, but we know what they were doing to other countries was wrong. And so now Obama is having to deal with this hypocrisy of his, defending Israel by saying no country will tolerate missiles coming down. And he's the guy who's drone striking Pakistan and Yemen and killing at least 50 innocents for every one suspect. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
You know that maintaining your health is getting harder than ever. GMO, chemtrails, designer viruses, toxins, and mysterious syndromes make it very difficult to protect yourself and loved ones. So what can you do? How can you fight back and own your health? What if powerful technology existed designed to help you optimize your physical and mental well-being, correct chronic issues, and extend your quality of life? Skeptical? Sure. We were too, but results don't lie. Your body's an energy system, and the future of medicine will use non-toxic bioenergy to rejuvenate your cells with the perfect living energy they're made from. How do we know? Because that future began nearly 100 years ago and lives on today because of powerful results. T8 is a breakthrough technology that's transforming the science of bioenergetic rejuvenation. To learn why over 800 holistic practitioners and people just like you bought T8s over the past 3 years, visit antiaging8.com. That's antiaging, the numeral 8. Or call 979-227-2277. 979-227-2277.
Call me U.S. Steel, 21st Century Fox soundbite. Who gives a damn what's true or false, long as it leans to the right. Add a token liberal, pretend I'm fair. A bimbo for some sex appeal. I'm busy oiling up the corporation wheel, and they call me U.S. Steel.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I just put up at whatreallyhappened.com the video clip in which Hillary Rodham Clinton admits that Al-Qaeda was created and funded by the Central Intelligence Agency. It's like the Wizard of Oz. Papier-mâché masks set it on fire and scare the people into doing what you want them to do. That's all this Al-Qaeda terrorism nonsense is. They're all a bunch of fakes. Adam Gadon, the American Al-Qaeda, and his real name is Adam Perlman. His grandfather was one of the founders of the ADL. Or Yusuf Al-Khattab, out of the Revolution Muslim website in Brooklyn, New York, and his real name is Joseph Cohen. And Amzi al-Amriki, the terrorist who terrorized South Park, and his real name is Zachary Chesser. He actually went to jail for that. Good. Good thing that that happened here. Well, speaking of Hillary Clinton, she's out there now talking about a strategy for Afghanistan. They have to bring economic stability to Afghanistan in order to not have American troops on the ground after 2014. And they're basically talking about a new Silk Road as the key to strategy for Afghanistan to stabilize it. Now, stabilize, it means to guarantee it's in the American sphere of influence. And what they're talking about is long commercial ties across the region. They don't want an Afghanistan that it can be self-sufficient with its own agriculture and its own manufacturing and its own power generation. They want all of the agriculture on this side of the planet and all the manufacturing over on this side of the planet and all of the, you know, clothing over on this side of the planet, and the media is over here. And the idea is to create these long lines of dependency across the globe so that no one region can think about breaking free, because the regions are denied the ability to be self-sufficient. It's an enforced dependency, just like Great Britain was doing to the colonies back in 1770. You will borrow your banknotes from the Bank of England. You will buy your tea from the British East India Company. You will buy your textiles from the mills in Manchester and Leeds. You won't make your own food. You won't make your own clothing. You will be dependent, and we will grow rich on you. Same thing they did down in India. That didn't work out too well either. But the money junkies keep trying the same thing all over. And this is what Hillary Clinton is suggesting they do to Afghanistan, is get their economy for their key goods they need for survival tangled up in this global network so that Afghanistan can no longer take care of itself and becomes dependent on this global interlinked commerce, and therefore will have no motivation or even willingness to break free from that. And that's the plan there. Now, of course, Obama is thinking entirely differently. He's already talking about the necessity of keeping 10,000 troops in Afghanistan past the end of 2014. Remember when he was campaigning in 2008? If I'm elected to the White House, the first thing I... In fact, I think I have it here on the cart. Let me go back here and see if I have... Here we are.
I will promise you this, that if we have not gotten our troops out by the time I am president, it is the first thing I will do. I will get our troops home. We will bring an end to this war. You can take that to the bank.
Here we are. And that's maybe why the banks are in such trouble here. But no, Obama campaigned on bringing the troops home. And he lied. Just like the Republicans were campaigning on, we will not allow taxes to raise. And they're already talking about, well, we may have to break that one because we must avoid the fiscal cliff. We have to keep throwing money at wars, and we have to keep propping up Wall Street, and we have to keep sending money to Israel. So our only solution is to raise taxes. And gee, we're sorry we told you we were anti-tax during the campaign, but heck, you didn't vote for our guy anyway. So payback is going to be a massive tax increase here. Rather interesting presidential memorandum on the National Insider Threat Policy and Minimum Standards for Executive Branch Insider Threat Programs. It's kind of a really fuzzy title. And a lot of people were saying, oh, he's talking about AIPAC and Israel. And no, he isn't. Because reading through this memorandum, it sounds like Obama is getting a little paranoid. Like he's no longer entirely comfortable with the people he has around him. He's getting concerned about an American coup d'etat or a possible 7 days in May kind of an attempt at an overthrow, which is kind of interesting when you look at all those top military commanders who are getting sacked over supposed sex scandals, not to mention all these buildings in the U.S. that are blowing up for very mysterious reasons. It's kind of a moment if you think about it here. Zbigniew Brzezinski is out there basically talking about the difficulties being caused by the global political awakening. And what he's talking about is you, the informed and suddenly aware general population. And you're becoming educated as to the true nature of the government of the United States of America and its true aims and agendas. And you're coming to the understanding that the America you were taught that you lived in is a fiction. And because of the alternative media, because of the blogs, governments can no longer lie with impunity to their people. And a government that is used to ruling by lying to their population, which is most of them, suddenly finding they have a skeptical population that doesn't just believe what they're told, makes it very difficult to get the nation into wars of conquest or to talk them out of additional taxes or the lives of their children for more wars of conquest. And from the point of view of Zbigniew Brzezinski, this is a real pain in the rear We can't lie to them effectively anymore. That's just a real problem. It's a huge difficulty. How are we going to deal with this? Well, you might try telling the truth. I know for the money junkies, that's a serious encumbrance. Now, there was this Senate bill working its way through the process, ostensibly to protect Americans' email privacy from unwarranted secret state intrusions. Apparently, it's gone through a rewrite in the middle of the night that absolutely inverts its purpose. And if it passes, it will give government agencies more surveillance powers than they currently have. This is supposedly an update to the 1986 Electronic Communications Privacy Act that was supposed to protect Americans from spying by the government. And now they're trying to amend it to say, yeah, the government's going to spy on you. That's the new normal. Get used to it. Everything you put on Facebook, everything you put in your email, everything that you tweet, everything that you text message, we're going to be scanning it to make sure that you're not a threat to the money junkies, because the money junkies must be protected and the money junkies must be worshipped. And we can never deny the money junkies anything because they have control of the money. Anyway, another abuse about this surveillance state. Apparently, the police were caught installing a TV camera that surveilled the backyard of a woman's home. This is a camera outside her home, up on a pole or something, and they just put a camera to watch her backyard. Apparently, without a warrant. And what happened? I don't know. What has this woman done to justify the TV camera? Maybe she likes to sunbathe in the nude. That may be the only reason for this camera. But it's just an illustration of how completely out of control the police have become. The cameras are very, very inexpensive. They just feel they can put them anywhere that they want to watch what you're doing in your home. Does this sound like the America your public school and TV taught you that you're living in? It doesn't to me. This doesn't sound like the America that we're supposed to have. It doesn't sound like an America based on the Constitution and the Bill of Rights anymore. I think even the most politically unenlightened Americans have to know somewhere in their heart of hearts that something has gone horribly wrong with this country. And I think more and more they're starting to speak out and say, I don't know what's gone wrong, but something is wrong. Please tell me what's going on here. And, of course, that's an invitation for those of you who are educated and up to date and informed what's going on to say, yeah, you're right, it's messed up, and here's why. It goes all the way back to the creation of the Federal Reserve and Bretton Woods and, you know, a government of the scammers, by the scammers, and for the scammers. And now the scam is falling apart. The pyramid is collapsing. And they're getting ready to launch a world war to try and force the world back to the way it was in the 1950s. When the money just flowed to us from other nations because of Bretton Woods and the fact that the U.S. was the only nation whose manufacturing base hadn't been bombed to rubble. And it was a golden time. And maybe it was a little unrealistic to think that that was going to continue indefinitely, given the realities and resource limitations of the modern world. But a lot of the direction that the United States has gone on is because during that golden time, we literally created a generation of mid-level managers with no empathy for manufacturing, no love or respect for the process of actually making a product. It was all about gaming the system, getting a chip in the game, getting the stock market to favor our stocks. And we stopped making products to make money, and we made money the product. And in that philosophical choice lay the doom of the United States. Apparently, the United States is going to permanently station a U.S. Army brigade on African soil beginning next year. It's like the Roman legions that were spread around the Roman Empire so that they were close at hand to deal with rebellious provinces. So now we're putting a legion on African soil, permanently stationed there. Make sure they can get anywhere and put down any uppity African nations that don't want to be part of the U.S. empire. Meanwhile, over in China, they have successfully test-landed their J-15 jet on their new aircraft carrier. So China is now a nation that has aircraft carriers and the ability to project power. Now, over in Catalonia, good news there. The separatists won a majority of the elections. The ruling party actually lost a few seats, but overall, the separatists won a majority. The next step is going to be there's going to be a referendum on independence from Spain and from Spanish debt. Madrid's going to be very, very unhappy because Catalonia is a very wealthy part of Spain. A lot of manufacturing there, a lot of enterprise there. It's a very, very comfortable place there. If you've seen any of the travelogues about some of the festivals they have there and just what a really good life they have there. And they want to hang on to it. They don't want to have their life siphoned away. They don't want to have the proceeds from a lifetime of work and development and enterprise just sucked away to prop up Europe's central bank. So they're talking about breaking free there. More riots over in Thailand against their pro-globalist regime, tear gas being fired at protesters there. Protests down there in the Falkland Islands. Actually, the protests were in Argentina. Hardline nationalists in Argentina ransacked a shipping office that handles cruises to the Falkland Islands, pelting it with paintballs. Britain is calling on the European Union to pile pressure on Argentina. Are they going to make that mistake all over again? The Falklands Islands War, Britain spent a huge amount of money reclaiming the Falklands as British territory. There really wasn't much of anything on there that was worth the blood and the munitions and the money. It's a point of national pride. I remember when Britain launched the Falkland Islands War. They were handing out buttons, "Our Empire Strikes Back." This obvious reference to the Star Wars movies. And there's a great deal of silliness. All righty. Now, just to tell you how dotty they are getting over there in Great Britain, Lord Gilbert has come up with what he thinks is a great solution to halting militancy in the Mideast along the Pakistan-Afghanistan border. He wants to drop a neutron bomb. Now, for those of you who don't understand what a neutron bomb is, the true technical name for that class of weapons is the neutron enhancement weapon. This is an atomic bomb that is designed to have a minimum explosive force. It doesn't do a big bang, but it's designed to basically just put out this huge burst of neutron radiation, which will kill everything in the area. It's designed to basically kill the people in a city while leaving the city intact. If you think about it, by design, this is a weapon of invasion. Because if you design a bomb that kills the people in the city but leaves the city intact, it means you're planning on moving in and taking over the city. And so Great Britain's Lord Gilbert is suggesting they drop one of those on the Pakistan-Afghanistan border. That would solve our problem of having to keep people from going across that border. And so now we have Great Britain openly talking about initiating an unprovoked use of nuclear weapons in the Middle East. And it's just a reminder, if this thing gets out of control and it goes to a full-on global war involving Russia and China, the United States cannot win this. They don't have the men, the manufacturing, or the money. And that means sometime between that moment when the full-on war gets cranked up and final capitulation, the U.S. will use its nuclear arsenal. It'll feel it has no choice. Yes, we're losing. They're at our doorsteps. They're going to be making us eat caviar and drinking vodka, and therefore we have to turn the keys on the little missiles here. Another political embarrassment for Great Britain. Apparently, they gave £19 million in aid to South Africa, only to have the president spend £17.5 million of that pounds on his palace, building up this huge ruling compound. More corruption again. It's amazing stuff here. Now, we're getting back here to the gun debate. The gun grabbers are out there in full force again. Obama's got his gun ban list. banning any guns that might actually be effective against all those federal officials who are getting the hollow point ammunition and the heavy weapons to defend themselves against the zombie apocalypse, meaning you, when you're hungry enough. And so Attorney General Holder is back to that whole situation of saying the Second Amendment does not confer an individual right to keep and bear arms. Now, the United States Supreme Court has already ruled on this, that it does convey an individual right to keep and bear arms. But Attorney General Holder is saying, oh, no, we've got to take guns away from the American people. Only the government is allowed to have guns. Well, there was a poll that was online to that same article. Does the Second Amendment give individuals the right to bear arms? And as of the last time I checked, 97% of the respondents said yes. So they're looking for an excuse to take away your guns because they know you're angry. And you know something? This revolution isn't going to be fought with guns. It's being fought and won with keyboards. We'll be right back.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
And aloha, America, welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about Eric Holder is out there in high dudgeon saying the Second Amendment doesn't guarantee you, the people, a right to bear arms. It's only for the government to have arms. And, of course, as you know, the government is buying all these millions of rounds of hollow point man killer ammunition to give to agencies like the National Weather Service. Like we're going to, you know, storm the National Weather Service because they had a bad weather report. It's nonsense, but the government is arming itself to the teeth and holding a zombie apocalypse drills for the army. With zombie apocalypse is now the new military code word for an angry American population. But they're preparing for the wrong war for a couple of reasons. This revolution is not going to be fought with guns, bombs, and bullets, other than by their planted agents provocateurs. This revolution is being fought and won with keyboards and global public awareness of what's going on. Look at what Israel just did to Hamas, militarily, overwhelming force, and yet Hamas has come out of this clearly, politically the victor. Israel's taken a bludgeoning. It's a huge situation. Now, just for a moment, consider. The United States government has justified many, many invasions of other countries on the claim that they're going in to oppose a government that is using brutal force on their own population. What happens to the U.S. government the instant they start using brutal force against their own population? The U.S. government would be immediately isolated from the rest of the world on that hypocrisy alone. So don't let them scare you or worry you or bluff you down. The U.S. government, in using that excuse to invade other countries, has created a situation where the moment they use brutal tactics against the American people, their credibility goes to zero. You can time the collapse of America's credibility with an egg timer on that one. So stay peaceful. Stay patient. I am convinced the U.S. government and the Federal Reserve are going to collapse the same way the Soviet Union did, with a minimum of bloodshed. Our task now is to start planning for what kind of a nation we want to have next when this one is through thrashing around in its death throes and hopefully won't set fire to the rest of the world in the process here. All righty, we're going to take a phone call here. George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike? I hope you had a good weekend. You know, talking to my friends over in Europe, Russia, and the other places, and Russian-speaking newspapers, what the impression they're getting, the tighter Obama tries to crack down on us, the more he is losing control. Because we're not getting it over here, but over in the European press, a lot of local governments are telling the feds, you're not welcome. And even if the president wants to go make a speech, a lot of places are saying, you're not welcome here. The federal government is losing control. The more they try to crack down, the more they're going to lose control.
Well, look at that whole secession petition phenomenon, and we understand that's a very symbolic thing, but just one petition started as a joke. Now you've got petitions for all 50 states. You've got at least seven states have the 25,000 signatures needed to force a White House response. Very clearly, Obama has lost any kind of an illusion that he enjoys a mandate or the support of the American people. So we're definitely, you know, seeing the beginning of the end here. All we need to do is to try and keep this thing from getting really, really bloody in the end. We got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.